So obviously your interest in road bowling comes from your youth.
That's right, yeah.
Was it due to friends or family? Or?
Due to friends, really. Oh. And, you know, we used to, in our time, and we had a couple of very good bowl players. Well, they'd be seniors in that time in Claro Village. We had two prominent, very prominent men there, Paddy Cotter and his son Tony, and Sinan Harrigan was also a great bowl player. On our village, they were living actually a couple of doors away from me.
Right.
So that's how we grew, you know, got to follow the bowling. Go off on a Sunday, they'd be playing scores, and I used to go up with my father, watching him, and famous roads that him were Waterloo and Berings. They were two very famous roads, but that's in my early youth in the 1958, 59, 60.
To a person who maybe wouldn't be that familiar with the game, how would you describe it? What's the aim of it? How is it carried out?
Well, it's basically, it starts at one particular point, as a starting point, and there's a finishing point, and it's its aim is to go to that finishing point in the least number of shots to your opponent.
Right. What's the score?
The length of a score?
Yeah. That's the distance between
that's
A
the
and
distance.
B. Or
yeah. It would consider maybe a mile and a half. Could be a mile and a half. Usually it would be about 20 shots, which would be a mile and a half of road.
But even when you were younger now, would it have been a similar distance?
Or it would have been still the same distance as it is now.
Right.
Yeah.
And would you have just played with other kids around the area, would you have been playing with?
No, we'd have played with our own friends in the area, you know, at the time. Like.
Would your own father have played? Or
no, he never played it. Never played it,
just
but valued it all his life, yeah.
Right, he would have gone out.
Oh, he would have gone out following it, he would, yeah.
Yeah.
He would.
One thing I've come across is that it's Cork and Armagh seem pretty dominant places in Ireland for it. It's played very little anywhere else. Is there any reasoning behind that, or is it?
Well, no, not really. It started, I suppose, with the great famous scores between Armagh and Cork. You had Danny McParland and Mick Barry. They were two famous names. Danny McParland was a famous name in Armagh at the time. And actually, it's not called bowls in Armagh, it's called bullets. They call it bullets in Armagh. And I suppose it stemmed from there, really, you know.
Yeah.
Going back to 1960s, the early 70s. There were some famous All-Irelands between Armagh and Cork. But now just getting into parts of Dundalk, Louth and Dublin. I'm playing a bit of it in Dublin now as well.
Right.
But definitely it's two famous places are Armagh and Cork.